This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I was just talking with Brad, our engineer, and I was asking him about the rapport he has with the various hosts of the shows he engineers. And he says it's important to have a good rapport. And I'm paraphrasing. I'm not saying exactly his words, but and it's really, really nice to have a great rapport with the engineer. It really is. And Brad, I want to thank you. And I think he wanted to say something like this. I think he wanted to say, Vinny, of all the shows I engineer, yours is the most recent. But Brad, was that right?
That's exactly what I wanted to say, yeah.
Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
How could I not be?
Oh, jeez. Dr. Sheely, it's great to hear your voice. How's Dr. Sheely?
He is great. How about y'all?
Yeah, we're doing really well. Now it's y'all. It's y'all in the South, right? It's you's guys in Philadelphia and the Northeast, and it's you'uns here in Missouri. So how are you'uns doing?
Well,
and I never heard you'uns until we moved to Missouri. Dr. Sheely, do you have any updates that you'd like to share with us?
Well, yes. It's not totally finished yet, but for many months we've been looking at planning to put out a superfood for people. You know, a huge majority of people do not eat good food, and one of the meals that is most often muffed, if not worse, is breakfast. Every day, for breakfast, I mix a slush that has about 40 grams of protein and five servings of fruits and vegetables in antioxidants. And it takes me all of 2 or 3 minutes to mix it. But we've been trying to find a company that will mix everything together so you don't have to go into 2 or 3 different packages to get everything. And we have just got yesterday our new blender bottle, a 32-ounce plastic bottle with a ball in it so that you don't have to have a shaker of any other kind. So we hope, and yesterday I finally found a company who will mix this stuff for us. So by the end of August, I hope to have what I would call our best superfood breakfast.
I'm so glad you're onto that, and I'll tell you why. I try to eat a really good breakfast because I know I haven't eaten since the night before, and I know my body's has been repairing itself overnight, and I know that from breakfast on I'm going to be busy all day, and I know it's really, really important. So I try to take the vitamins, minerals, supplements, and so forth to carry me through the day because I can't afford the luxury of not being on top of my game. I really can't. I'm pretty busy. So I'm really glad that you've mentioned this. And I assume that Dr. Sergey Sorin is collaborating on this with you. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, definitely.
And here's why I mentioned that. Class, Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, has a medical practice partner by the name of Dr. Sergey Sorin. And he is an MD as well, medical doctor as well. He's also an emergency room doctor. So he sees the worst of the worst of the worst, helping people survive who are on the razor's edge of life and death in the emergency room whenever he's there. He's also a mixed martial arts practitioner. So he goes and he fights. He takes his perfectly good body and then subjects it to risk. Okay? I believe he's probably a... Yes, yes. Absolutely brutal. Yeah. Yes. And so here's where I'm going with this class. If Dr. Sergey Sorin and Dr. Norman Shealy, both medical doctors, are interested in providing you with the very best in breakfast, I think it's going to be fabulous. Because Dr. Sergey Sorin, the last thing he wants is to be at 99% of his game. Because he can get killed. Right? I mean, he could literally get killed in those tournaments. So he needs to be at 100%.
Don't do well is breakfast. I mean, a huge number of people don't eat anything in the morning. To me, I've always felt that I need food to start the day. And
absolutely.
So I do it. And it isn't that I don't like eggs and oatmeal and stuff like that, but this is a lot quicker to do, and it sustains me further. In other words, I can go sometimes all day, although I try not to because I don't need to lose weight. But it keeps me from being hungry, and I think it's because of the high protein content.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds fabulous. I can't wait to buy some. Seriously, I'm looking forward to that. So a couple months out, and we're going to be there, right?
At the most, yes. I hope within 1 month, but we'll see.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed with people who take supplements of various kinds, one of the first things that they say, And this holds true. The freeze dry guy would come to the expo, and they would say the same thing about what he was offering, his freeze dried offerings, long term storage food. They almost always say the same thing. Tastes good, or they didn't like the taste. And it seemed to me that the taste was so important to most people. Now, to me, it's really not that important. If I'm looking at long term storage food, I'm more interested in the caloric content, the nutritional value, and you know, the protein and so forth, more than I'm interested in how I like the taste. Because if I'm in one of those situations, that's...
I'm with you. But, survival is somewhat more important than pleasure.
Yes, yes. However, I think to be successful in the marketplace, people are interested in how it tastes, how it feels, how it looks, those kinds of things. So are you offering various flavors?
Not to start with. Our plant, it will have a slight berry flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, have you ever tried with 10 people to get a consensus on flavor?
It's impossible.
Right. And
it's
so,
impossible.
But anyway, it will have 6,000 ORAX. That is the, you know, the antioxidant. The minimum intake of ORAX should be 5,000. So we've taken care of the minimal need in antioxidants right there.
Well, I can tell you that I thought everybody liked chocolate. You know, so if you were to develop a chocolate flavor, let's just put that on the tables. Okay, that's a possibility.
Add a lot more ORAX. We could add 3,000 or 4,000 ORAX with a teaspoon of cocoa powder.
Well, I met a guy recently who said he didn't like chocolate. Now I thought that was illegal. I thought that was illegal to not like chocolate.
Well, so, let's just say it is abnormal. I think, and it was truthfully say that it must be less than 1% of people who don't like chocolate.
And the reason I mention that is you're talking about, you know, getting a group of 10 people to agree on, you know, on some flavors. And so here's one. Now, who if you said, all right, we'll tell you what, we'll just make it chocolate because everybody likes chocolate. Well, that's not the case either. But that was the point I was trying to make. So, yes, it is a difficult row to hoe to try to find flavors that everyone likes. Dr. Shealy, I was thinking about something that I would love to chat with you about this morning. And it'll take me a few minutes to describe this. Now, it'll sound like I'm describing a project that I've been working on. And, yeah, I have. But it's germane to the discussion. It actually relates to medicine. And that is, and here's my question. So if you could address this at the end of what I say, that'd be wonderful. How important is it to have some sense of accomplishment in order to be healthy? So that's kind of the question. And let me just describe what I'm talking about. So I decided to build a solar off-grid system. Okay, so that was our goal. And it wasn't because Mrs. Finelli said, have you looked at the neighbors? Have you seen what those guys are doing? You know, they're building these solar arrays, and we don't have one yet, so you better get going, Vinny. It wasn't like that. Okay? It was, we decided that we wanted to have some off-grid independence. So I did some research, and it took me, by the time I was done, 6 months into it to get a feel for how this all works. And then I decided that, well, I could, you know, where do we put the array of these solar panels, and how big is it? So I did more research, and I found out that if I spend $3,500, I can just buy this rack. Well, I didn't want to do that. So I decided I was going to make our own rack. But what was I going to make it out of? So I did some more research, and I found some industrial shelving, and I researched the angles that I needed to point the solar array in at a specific angle. In our case, it's about 37 degrees. And then I found this used industrial shelving, but I'd have to fabricate the array, and it would require cutting angles and measuring. Well, I didn't have all the tools I needed, so I needed to buy a chop saw, a metal cutting, you know, circular saw that's on a pivot. Well, I researched that, and I found the right one. I found it at the right price. I ended up with a DeWalt 12-inch chop saw, and then I needed to weld it all together. Well, I didn't have the exact welder I needed. I needed a MIG welder, which uses inert gas to shield the weld bead from the air to make a good weld. And so I found a used welder on Craigslist and got it at half price. And let me tell you the rest of the story. And the reason I'm telling you this is to relate to a sense of accomplishment on a large scale, but it was a whole bunch of small pieces of accomplishment. And what I want to know is, how important is that to be healthy? Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is
Class,
USA
Progress. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government, and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, okay, so if you want to know, if you want to know what it's like to overdose on bliss, this is it. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. So we're talking about a sense of accomplishment, and so I've been talking about this project that I've been working on for probably a year, if you start with the beginning of it. So I wanted to build this solar off-grid system, and I wanted to build this array and this rack to hold these solar panels. And so I needed to learn how to use a specific kind of welder that I didn't get to have yet. And I had to buy one. I found one used on Craigslist. And so then yesterday and a few days ago, I finally got to the point where we welded up all the damage to our post-hole digger. We drilled 10 holes, and we formed the concrete in these holes. And we got the piers built, and they're 10 piers, and we wanted them to be precise within a quarter of an inch out of square at the max, and one-eighth of an inch off being level from across all 10 of these piers. And the array is a little over 45 feet long. So 10 piers, and we wanted them precisely in the right spot at the right height and plumb and level and all and square. And then, so I was finally got it done late last night, about 8 o'clock last night. We were finishing up with the forming and the pouring of the concrete. And how much concrete? About 3,000 pounds, maybe a little over 3,000 pounds. And so the point of all this, Dr. Shealy, is there were a bunch of small accomplishments to get to this point over a year. So we were on and off this project for over a year, but it's still not done. We still haven't erected the rack. We have it all built. It's all welded. Mrs. Finelli's painting it. And so she's involved, our son's involved, I'm involved, and we're all involved in the engineering. I'm explaining exactly why we're doing what we're doing, and I'm asking them if they have any better ways of doing it. So all of us in the family are participating in this project. Now, I think it's a wonderful thing, and I feel really good when I have a sense of accomplishment. How important is it to a person's health to have these, not necessarily what I'm doing, but sense accomplishments that they can say, you know what, I did that. I feel good about that.
Well, I think it's important, you know, from early childhood on. This is part of what gives a person a sense of being acceptable, okay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Now,
and ultimately,
it
always involves doing something that helps other people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in this case, you're talking about all kinds of other people that are being assisted by your doing this.
In term, well, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about when I'm on stage making my case for why I should be elected or selected for the board of directors of the electrical cooperative, one of the cases I want to make is that if enough of us had alternative energy, and if enough of us had extra energy that we could put back on the grid, and should we have a coronal mass ejection and it took down the grid, I know that we can separate ourselves on our portion of the grid under the electric cooperative that I'm a member of, that we could separate ourselves and we could use the energy that a whole bunch of us who have these arrays putting electricity back on the grid, we could actually, it'd be tough. I mean, it wouldn't be all that comfortable, and we probably wouldn't have air conditioning, and we'd have to use electricity very sparingly. However, we could probably survive where other parts of the grid might not survive. So, yeah, and one of the messages that I'd like to deliver is that if we start getting enough of us together to do this now, and if we teach enough people to do this, it might be a whole bunch better for all of us when this coronal mass ejection occurs. Because according to the research I've been doing, we're late. We're late in having this, you know, the latest Carrington event, if you will, that happened in the 1850s. So that was my thought. Is there a substitute, Dr. Shealy, for, you know, a sense of accomplishment? Because people go to work, and a lot of people don't like their jobs.
Well, that's true. A lot of physicians don't like their jobs.
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing.
Wow, and is that because their patients don't follow their advice? I mean, why would a physician not like his job? I would think it'd be really cool to be able to say, Mrs. Smith, do this, and we'll see you in about 3 weeks, and I'll bet you're going to feel better. Let's make that appointment. Come on back, and let's talk about it, see how it worked. Let's talk about that when we come back.
It's not patience.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norman Julie's with us. And if you'd like to go to his website and get the same newsletter I get, NormSheely.com, NormSheely.com. And when you're there, you can sign up for the newsletter, or you can go to look at the product offerings. You can look up Bliss, you can the Bliss oils, the essential oils. You can look up magnesium lotion and spray, and the books and more, and the Relax Mate. So if you're interested, NormSheely.com. NormSHALY.com. NormSHALY.com. Dr. Shealy, you were talking about physicians who are they unhappy with what they do? What's the deal? It's not the patients?
Well, it's largely your blank government. Things took a downhill to some extent in 1965. That was the beginning of true government intervention in medicine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When Medicare came in, total medical expenses went from 4.5% in 1965 to 12% by 1970. Today, they're 12% of gross national product. Today, over 50% of physicians are dissatisfied, and almost 50% plan on retiring early, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's largely because of nonsense, government nonsense. At least 54% don't like the fact that they're essentially forced to use a computer to do their medical records now, and on and on it goes.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Shealy, are you saying that doctors would love to be able to practice medicine the way they feel it should be practiced in their own office, in their own clinics, and with their patients, and have that relationship with the patients? However, they're being told what to do, how to do it, when to do it, how many to do it to, and how much they can be compensated or not compensated for it. Is that part of what's going on?
I mean, actually, a significant portion of physicians will not see Medicare patients at all. A similar percentage of physicians will not see Medicaid patients at all. And the vast majority of physicians believe that they did not have adequate time to spend with a patient.
Yeah, that's 7 minutes per office visit. Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah. Interestingly, our son, I found out that we were chatting about doctor's visits and things like that. And our son mentioned that, oh, yeah, they took a picture of me. I'm thinking, they took a picture of you. So why is that? And then it was obvious. The reason is that the medical practitioners have so many patients, and they only get to see them for such a short amount of time, that before they see a patient, maybe it might be the patient's mother or father or spouse or sister or brother in the exam room with the patient, and the doctor wants to be able to recognize his patients. So the way they do it is they've got a picture of them. So I can say, oh, let's see what this guy looks like. Okay. Yep, got it. And then they go into the room and they go, yeah, you're my patient. Now I know. yeah, I remember you. Yeah, I just saw your picture 30 seconds ago. That's not the way you practice medicine, is it, Dr. Shealy?
No. I honestly will not. I mean, I will see a patient who has a very specific complaint in a half hour instead of an hour. But for a totally new patient, and most of my patients are complex problems, I like an hour. I don't want to feel that I can't give all the attention I need to that patient.
Dr. Shealy, when you talk about your patients having complex problems, are these patients who have tried... just say everything else, and then go, you know what?
In general, I don't see what I would call virgin patients. Most of mine are burned out from failures of conventional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Have looked at what's available in conventional medicine and aren't willing to go there.
Mm-hmm. Burned out from conventional medicine. So that sounds to me, Dr. Shealy, like they've tried it, and they've tried it, and they've tried it, and there's no answer. There is no answer that they have found up until the point where they've contacted you.
Well,
is that right?
True.
Is that what
and
we're
most
talking
about? Most of them are not only not better, they are worse than when they started.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to one of our family members, and he was saying to me, oh, yeah, she's going to have surgery. And he was talking about a young girl maybe in her, between 20 and 30 years old. and she's having some back surgery. I said, oh, wow. Why? And he said, well, you know, they put these plates in to straighten her spine, and they had these screws, and some of the screws are backing out. I said, wow. Some of the screws are backing out. And I said, this sounds like it has a lot of risk associated with putting these screws in. And he said, yeah, they're going to put in some, you know, heavier hardware, and they're going to put some plates in and to the base of her spine. I'm thinking, wow, this is pretty risky stuff. And so here's a case where a young woman who has had surgery, and they're going to have to do it again because, well, it didn't work all that well the first time. Now we're talking about putting her under, right? And there's risks of memory loss. And actually, aren't there risks of death with putting someone under for a major surgery like this, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yes. You know, it's, quote, only 1 in 200 or 300.
Wow. Well, so who's going to want to put his or her hand up and say, I'll tell you what, I'll be that one. Yeah, I'll sign up for that. Jeez, that's pretty scary stuff.
Well, the whole idea of using screws and metal plates to fuse the spine is also, in my opinion, barbarian. It works extremely well with bone to fuse the spine, and then you don't have all that complication of screws that can come loose and break and all that stuff.
How about, Dr. Shealy, how about those who have scoliosis?
Now, that's a curvature totally of the spine. Problem. Depends on the degree of scoliosis. If treat it early. And it usually begins at puberty, and is much more common in women than men. But if it's treated by an excellent chiropractor, this is one of the things where I consider chiropractor to be highly evolved above anything in conventional medicine. But it has to be someone who knows what they're doing. But they are those people.
Okay. So if you have curvature of the spine, are you recommending that that person sees a chiropractor early?
As early as possible, and one who has experience with treating this with manipulation. They call it, of course, adjustment.
Class, if you'd like to call in and talk to Dr. Norman Shealy, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And, of course, we have the listen line, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. It's up 24/7. Dr. Shealy, I was thinking about plastic and plastic in our food supply. And, you know, if you buy cheese, in most cases, not in the Dr. Norman Shealy's case because that comes packaged in wax, but if you were to buy cheese at the convenience of a supermarket, you'd probably find the cheese is packaged in a plastic wrapper of some kind. And if you get pseudo cheese or something they call cheese food, you'll find it's individually wrapped in plastic within plastic. Now, here's my question about cheese and about plastic. So it's possible to go to like a Sam's Club or a Costco and buy 3 pounds or so of cheese, similar to what Velveeta, the box of Velveeta, would look like, the outside dimensions. And it would be sliced in a whole bunch of slices, maybe almost 200 slices of this 3 pounds of cheese. Now, I don't know anybody who can use that much cheese before it would go bad. So some people might take that 3 pounds of cheese and divide it up into, let's say, 10 smaller packages of cheese and put them, the 10 divisions of cheese, into Ziploc sandwich-type bags or freezer bags, put them into the freezer, and then pull them out as needed and let them defrost in the refrigerator. So here's the question about plastic and cheese. Now, the cheese has oils. And are you concerned as a medical doctor about the oils in the cheese or maybe other chemicals within the cheese, even the natural chemicals within cheese, absorbing plastic from the package that the cheese is now in and being introduced as a contaminant in the slices of cheese as we then use them later on from our refrigerator? Are we poisoning ourselves with plastic? Is that a concern? Do we use wax paper? What do we do? Is there an alternative?
Well, I have never even thought about it, Vince, to be quite honest. And I don't know any studies that that would, you know, prove what you're saying. Personally, I have a vacuum packer, which I often use, although I use that mostly for vegetables and stuff out of the garden and meat. I certainly do when I open a cheese, I put it into a great big plastic baggie to keep it in the refrigerator even. So, I think it's a great question, and I will do some research on it to see if I can find out.
Okay. Because I do this. And you know, many of our listeners who like to buy things in bulk may do the same thing, because it's more economical to buy a restaurant size block of cheese and freeze the unused portion, then, which would probably be about 90% of that block of cheese, put it in the freezer and use it later. And one of the things that we do here at the farm is we buy things in bulk, and then you know, we store them. And so if we buy pasta, we don't buy one or two boxes, we'll buy two or three cases. And, you know, if we were to use pasta. Now, don't buy it very much anymore because of the warnings that Dr. Shealy has issued.
And my name is Liam. I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2000, 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, I got an email from one of our instructors, and it has to do with Senator Roy Blunt, B-L-U-N-T. And the article is from MotherJones.com, and it says, Senator Roy Blunt, Monsanto's man in Washington, is dated April 4, 2013. And the article goes to say, and I quote, as I reported a couple of weeks ago, a recent Senate bill came with a nice bonus for the genetically modified seed industry, a rider wholly unrelated to the underlying bill that compels the U.S. Department of Agriculture to ignore federal court decisions that block the agency's approval of new general GM crops. As I explained in this post, why such a provision, which the industry has been pushing for over a year, is so important to Monsanto and its few peers in the GMO seed industry. Goes on to say, which senator pushed the rider into this bill? At the time, no one stepped forward to claim credit. But since then, Senator Roy Blunt, Republican of Missouri, has revealed to Politico's ace reporter David Rogers that he's responsible. He's the responsible party. Blunt even told Rogers that he worked with GMO seed giant Monsanto to craft the rider. The admission shines light on Blunt's ties to Monsanto, whose office is located in the senator's home state. According to Open Secrets, Monsanto first started contributing to Blunt back in 2008 when it handed him $10,000. At that point, Blunt was serving in the House of Representatives. In 2010, he successfully ran for the Senate. Monsanto upped the contributions to $44,250. And in 2012, the GMO/seed pesticide giant enriched Blunt's campaign war chest by $64,250. Blunt is also a magnet for political action money from the agribusiness industry as a whole. Open Secrets data shows. In 2012, the Ag Biz PAC gave him $51,000, more than any other industry except finance, insurance, and real estate. In 2010, the year of his state Senate, his Senate run, Ag Biz handed him over $243,000, more than any other besides the fire industry and real estate group. Okay, so here's what Senator Blunt did. He took money from Monsanto to help them in their business with genetically modified foods and, of course, glyphosate. Dr. Shealy, are you concerned about...
Well, I've long considered him to be a pimp, and that's the kindest word I can use anywhere in public for Roy Blunt. I don't like him. I wouldn't vote for him. I think he needs to be gotten out of office yesterday.
Huh?
Other than that...
Yeah. And Dr. Shealy, is there a special kind of defect that a person might have to...
Yeah, it's called moral sanity.
the lack of moral sanity?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we've got Ivan in Pennsylvania. Welcome, Ivan.
Hello there. I have a question for Dr. Shealy. In one of your guided meditations, you talk about how we can control our emotions. When I'm really upset and really angry, it doesn't feel like it. Does that just mean that I need to practice more detaching? Can you talk more about controlling emotions, please?
Absolutely. You know, there are all kinds of ways of doing this. The basic is for autogenic training. And people who will practice that twice a day for 3 months generally are good enough that under circumstances, within a couple of minutes, they can get it turned off.
Ivan, would you consider holding through the break and we'll continue this discussion?
Oh, I'd be happy to do that. Thanks.
Okay.
Great. So she's going to hold. Ivan's going to be back with us. Dr. Norman Shealy's going to be back with us. We're going into top of the hour commercial announcements and the news. This is USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Finelli. So we'll be back. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.